Blog Talk Radio.
When I want to feel the presence of the Lord, I go to the songs that have power. Songs that deal with the cross. Because we can't get so advanced that we forget the cross of Calvary. I don't hear you in here. We can't become so progressive that we forget it's the cross that saves. It's the cross that purchased our salvation. It was his death on the cross that made it so that we can have a right to salvation and eternity. It was the death, it was the bloody, gory, wonderful cross. They would sing, our life ended, my Savior bleed, and did my sovereign die? Would he devote that sacred head for such a worm as I? Was it for crimes that I had done? He hung upon a tree. What amazing pity, grace unknown, and love beyond degree. A lot of people don't know those verses. Drops of grief can never pay the debt of love I owe. My shame. Dear Lord, I give myself to thee. It's all that I can do. Then they would say, At the cross, where the and the burdens of my heart rolled away. It was there I received my sight, and now I am here. See, the generations have got to know these songs. The children have got to hear the same songs that I heard. You got to hear the old people sing, down at the cross, where my Savior died. Down where the cleansing from sin I cried. There to my heart was the blood. I've been singing, glory to His name. See, you young people don't know the song. I am so wondrously saved from my sin. Jesus so sweetly abides. As we sing it,
glory to His name.
Oh, precious fountain that saved from sin, I am so glad that I entered it. It was there that Jesus saved. Has me singing,
glory to His name.
And for those of you that are not saved in the room, come to this fountain so rich. singing.
Glory to His name.
Oh, singing.
Glory to His name. Precious name.
Singing.
Glory to His name.
Oh.
Well, greetings in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. We welcome you tonight to Blog Talk Radio. Tonight is Wednesday night. It's just February the 11th, 2015. This is the 42nd day of the year the Lord has made. We will rejoice and be glad in it. Psalm 118, verse 24. Tonight, we want to greet you in the wonderful name of Jesus and let you know that no matter what you're facing, we have victory through our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Tonight, if you have your Bibles, we're going to ask you to open them up to 1 John. We're going to get right into the word of the Lord tonight. 1 John chapter 4. Verse 7. 1 John chapter 4. As our nation and the world celebrate a time of love, which love is, when you talk about love, you're talking about God, because God is love. What's commonly known as Valentine's Day, coming up on Saturday. But for believers, we can show the love of Christ every day, and not just only in a couple relationship. But open your Bible to 1 John chapter 4, verse 7. Father, we thank you for this opportunity to come together. We thank you that faith come by hearing and hearing the word of God. We ask that you will bless us and anoint us, O God. Help us, God. Thank you for being our shield and our glory and the lift up of our head. Help us, O God. Let it be all of thee, none of me. And we'll be sure to give your name the praise, glory, and honor for the victory. Pray this all. Jesus' name. Amen. Okay. In 1 John chapter 4, verse 7, the Bible says, Beloved, let us love one another. For love is of God, and everyone that loveth is born of God and knoweth God. Now, first of all, when we hear this word, beloved, it's one who's loved of God. So, taking this verse apart, he says, first of all, let us love one another. And, of course, if we love one another, we won't do anything to harm us. We will recognize that we need each other in the body of Christ. So he says, for love is of God. He tells us to love one another. He tells us that love is of God. And everyone that loveth now, that means everyone who continue in love is born of God and knoweth God. You have a relationship with God the Father because you are walking in love, and he himself is love. So he said, beloved, let us love one another. For love is of God, and everyone that loveth is born of God and knoweth God. Now the scripture says, he that loveth not knoweth not God. And he makes it emphatic here, for God is love. God is love. He that loveth. Here you have the contrasting parts, contrasting verse. One who walks in love, one who continues to love, is born of God, and he knoweth God. One who does not love does not know God, because God is love. Excuse me. Now, the scripture said, in this was manifest the love of God toward us, because that God sent his only begotten Son into the world that we might live through him. And we know that God himself gave his only begotten Son. We know that is true because the scripture proves that out in St. John chapter 3, verse 16, of course, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him shall not perish, but have everlasting life. About love, we consider the wise man Solomon, who wrote in Proverbs 15, verse 9, the way of the wicked is an abomination unto the Lord, but he that loveth him that followeth after righteousness. He says it again, notice, the way of the wicked is an abomination unto the Lord, but he loveth him that followeth after righteousness. God set the pattern of love by giving us his Son. He said, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. The scripture teaches us that God sent not his Son into the world to condemn the world, but that the world through him might be saved. In Deuteronomy chapter 7, verse 13, the Bible says, and he will love thee and bless thee and multiply thee. He will also bless the fruit of thy womb, and the fruit of the land, thy corn and thy wine and thy oil, the increase of thy kine and the flock of thy sheep, in the land which he sware unto thy fathers give thee. But we can see how God himself is love, because he stepped out on nothing and created the world, and he put everything in order. And yet, when man chose to walk in disobedience, he had to have a plan to redeem mankind. So he sent his Son, who sacrificed, who paid the ultimate sacrifice for our life. And we have a right to give him glory. Now, in the scripture, 1 John 4:9, and this was manifest or revealed, he said, and this was manifest or revealed, the love of God toward us, because that God sent his only begotten Son and his only begotten Son into the world that he might live through him. Now, the Bible says, herein is love. Not that we love God, but that he loved us and sent his Son to be the propitiation for our sin. Now, this word propitiation appears one other time in the scripture, in chapter 2, verse John, and verse number 1 and 2. My little children, these things write I unto you, that you sin not. And if any man sin, we have an advocate, a lawyer, if you please, an advocate with the Father, Jesus Christ, the righteous. The Bible says in verse 2, and he is the propitiation for our sins. And not for ours only, but also for the sins of the whole world. Now, Jesus became that substitute for us. He paid the ultimate sacrifice with his life so that we can have the right to tree of life, or that we may have the right to eternal life. So we are truly blessed here. Verse 11, this is 1 John 4:11. Beloved, if God so loved us, we ought also to love one another. In other words, if God had set the example for us, then we ought to be glad to follow in his footsteps. Jesus didn't just talk the talk, but he walked the talk. He did. Now look, in 1 Peter chapter 2, and we'll see that Jesus demonstrated his love for us. This is 1 Peter 2 and verse 21. And we'll see how he suffered for us, set an example. But even hereunto were you called, Christ also suffered for us, leaving us an example that ye should follow his steps, who did no sin, neither was guile found in his mouth, who, when he was reviled, reviled not again. When he suffered, he threatened not, but committed himself to him that judged righteously, who his own self bare our sin in his own body on the tree, that we, being dead to sin, should live unto righteousness, by whose stripes you were healed. For you were as sheep going astray, but are now returned unto the shepherd and bishop of your soul. So again we say, based on the word, beloved, if God so loved us, we ought also to love one another. And, of course, we understand that true love, characteristic of it, is patient and it's kind. Now, verse 12 says, no man has seen God at any time. If we love one another, God dwelleth or abideth in us or liveth in us, and his love is perfected in us. Now, no man has seen God at any time. Because there can no flesh stand in his presence and live. The Bible says, if we love one another, God dwelleth in us. So it's not just enough for us to talk about we're Christian, but true Christianity is we'll know them by their love. So if we love one another, God dwelleth or liveth in us, and his love is perfected or matured, grows up in us. Verse 13, hereby know we that we dwell in him and he in us, because he has given us of his spirit. In other words, this is the evidence. He says, hereby know we that we dwell in him, and he in us, because he has given us of his spirit. And we have seen and do testify that the Father sent the Son to be the Savior of the world. Jesus told us, this one thing I received of my Father, I have power to lay my life down, and I have power also to take it up again. The Bible says, whosoever shall confess that Jesus is the Son of God, God dwelleth in him, and he in God. The Bible says, and we have known and believed the love that God had to us. The Bible says God is love, and he that dwelleth in love dwelleth in God, and God in him. So we can see all kinds of evidence around us that God's love abideth in us, and how he loves us not just by talk, but by demonstration too. In Psalm 146, verse 8, the scripture said that the Lord openeth the eyes of the blind, the Lord raiseth of them that are bowed down, the Lord loveth the righteous. Notice, God not only just talked it, but he showed it. He said, the Lord openeth the eyes of the blind, the Lord raiseth of them that are bowed down, the Lord loveth the righteous. When we think of righteousness, the Bible says in Proverbs 14:34, righteousness exalteth a nation, but sin is a reproach to any of people. So we can see God's love so strong here. You know, when I start thinking about how amazing love of God is, he loves us when we weren't even thinking about being saved, when we weren't even thinking about doing right, and sometime even now, he still loves us. The Old Testament prophet Isaiah penned these words in Isaiah 62:5. For as a young man marrieth a virgin, so shall thy sons marry thee. And as the bridegroom rejoiceth over the bride, so shall thy God rejoice over thee. God's love is so fascinating that he rejoices over us in spite of our own self. Here again in 1 John 4:10 again, he said, herein is the love, not that we love God, but that he loved us and sent his Son to be the propitiation, substitutionary for our sins. He paid a debt we could not pay, the ultimate sacrifice. He paid it with his life. Jesus did that. In Isaiah 53, the Bible says, verse 5, this is a remedy for sin, and it's also used for healing. But he was wounded by our transgression. He was bruised by our iniquity. The chastisement of our peace is upon him. And with his stripes, we are healed. In Hosea chapter 14, verse 4, the scripture said, I will heal their backsliding. I will love them freely. From my anger is turned away from him. Notice it again. First he said, I will heal that backslider, as Israel had played the whore and needed to be delivered. And God delivered them. He loved them in spite of themselves. That God had Hosea to marry a prostitute by the name of Gomer to show how his love is. And he will change, and he will set free. And when we understand God's love, we see sacrificial. And we see that his love will never change. God's love never changes. He loves us in spite of our own self. So the Bible declares again in Hosea 14:4, I will heal their backsliding, and I will love them freely, for my anger is turned away from him. God's love is demonstrated, and he sees that he loves us in spite of our own self. In Zephaniah, look what God says, Zephaniah 3:17. The scripture says, the Lord thy God in the midst of thee is mighty. He will save. He will rejoice over thee with joy. He will rest in his love. He will joy over thee with singing. Notice again, the Lord thy God in the midst of thee is mighty. He will save. He'll rescue. He'll deliver you. That's why we often remind you in Colossians 1:13, who had delivered us from the power of darkness and had translated us into the kingdom of his dear Son. So he says, again in Zephaniah 3:17, the Lord thy God in the midst of thee is mighty. He will save. He will rejoice over thee. With joy, he will rest in his love. He will joy over thee with singing. So we see how God's love is. The Bible declares also here in 1 John 4:14, it says, and we have seen and do testify that the Father sent his Son to be the Savior of the world. Whosoever shall confess that Jesus is the Son of God, God dwelleth in him, and he in God. The Bible declares, and we have known and believed the love that God has to us. God is love. He that dwelleth in love in God, and God in him. Herein is our love made perfect, that we may have boldness when in the day of judgment, because as he is, so are we in this world. Scripture goes on to let us know that there is no fear in love, but perfect love casteth out fear, because fear had torment. And he that fears is not made perfect in love. The Bible says, we love him. Why? Because he first loved us. We love him because he first. If we say, I love God, and hate his brother, the Bible says he's a liar. For he that loveth not his brother, whom he has seen, how can he love God, whom he has not seen? And this commandment have we from him, that he that loveth God loveth his brother also. So we are challenged today. God has set the pattern for us. He demonstrated his love by giving us the greatest gift of all. The Bible declares, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. In Jeremiah 31:3, the Bible said, the Lord had appeared of old unto me, saying, yea, I have loved thee with an everlasting love. Therefore, with loving kindness have I drawn thee. Said, the Lord had appeared of old unto me, saying, yea, I have loved thee with an everlasting love. Therefore, with loving kindness, he are reaching out, saying, come to me. Jesus said in Matthew 11:28, come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn of me, for I am meek and lowly in heart, and ye shall find rest unto your soul. The Bible declares in Jeremiah 32:41, yea, I will rejoice over them to do them good, And I will plant them in this land assuredly with my whole heart and with my whole soul. Notice it again. Yea, I will rejoice over them to do them good. And I will plant them in this land assuredly with my whole heart and with my whole soul. In Ephesians chapter 2, the apostle penned these words to the church at Ephesus. He says, but God, who is rich in mercy, for his great love wherewith he loved us, even when we were dead in sin, had quickened us together with Christ. By grace, you're saved, and have raised us up together and made us sit together in the heavenly places in Christ Jesus, that in the ages to come he might show the exceeding riches of his grace in his kindness toward us through Christ Jesus. Notice now, but God, who is rich in mercy, for his great love wherewith he loved us, even when we were dead in sin, and had quickened, that means made us alive, quickened us together with Christ. By grace you're saved, and it raised us up together and made us sit together in heavenly places in Christ Jesus, that in the ages to come he might show the exceeding riches of his grace and his kindness towards us through Christ Jesus. Notice again in 1 John 4:16, and we have known and believe the love that God had to us. God is love, and he that dwelleth in love dwelleth in God, and God in him. You know, you cannot get apples from oranges. That seed you plant, it'll be the fruit it produces. If you plant oranges, you expect to get nothing but oranges. Same as love. If you plant love, that's the fruit thereof you shall receive. In the Gospel of John, chapter 16, verse 27, for the Father himself loveth you. Why? Because you have loved me and have believed that I came out from God. Notice again. For the Father himself loveth you, because ye have loved me and have believed that I came out from God. The Bible says in 1 John 4:19, he says, we love him because he first loved us. We love him because he first loved us. Jesus, in his prayer, Jesus prayed this in John 17:26. And I have declared unto them thy name, and will declare it, that the love wherewith thou hast loved me may be in them, and I in them. Notice he said it again. And I have declared unto them thy name, and will declare it, that the love wherewith thou hast loved me may be in them, and I in them. Jesus letting us know there's no doubt I'm operating in that fruit can do likewise. In the Gospel of John 17:23, Jesus said again, this was still in his prayer, I in them, and thou in me, that they may be made perfect in one, and that the world may know that thou hast sent me and hast loved them as thou hast loved me. And then the Apostle Paul declared in 2 Thessalonians 2:16-17, now, our Lord Jesus Christ himself and God, even our Father, which have loved us and have given us everlasting consolation and good hope through grace, comfort your hearts, establish you in every good word and work. Notice what he said he'll do. Now our Lord Jesus Christ himself and God, even our Father, which have loved us and have given us everlasting consolation and good hope through grace, comfort your heart and establish you in every good word and work. God's not just talking love, he demonstrated love. When the world needed a Savior, the Bible declares in Romans 5 and 8 that God commended or demonstrated his love toward us, and that while we were yet sinners, Christ died for the ungodly. And he's still reaching out saying to man, come to me. Come unto me. If you want to find peace, come unto me. If you want to find grace, come unto me. If you want to find mercy, come unto me. We have a high priest which cannot be touched, the feeling of our infirmity, but was in all points tempted, like as we are, yet without sin. While the Bible says, let us therefore come boldly unto the throne of grace, that we may attain mercy and find grace to help in the time of need. Father, we just give you praise for your goodness, for your mercy. You're so kind, Lord. We thank you because there's nobody like you, God. Lord, we just honor you for your faithfulness. Thank you that we have the victory through our Lord Jesus Christ. We thank you for being our strength. Thank you for making a way out of no way. God, thank you that every valley shall be exalted. Every mountain and hill shall be made low. The crooked shall be made straight and the rough places made smooth. And the glory of the Lord shall be revealed. Lord, we thank you for deliverance today. God, thank you for every man, woman, boy, and girl. God, demonstrate your love. Oh, God, we want to bless you. We give you praise. We give you glory because there's just no God like you. Thank you for satisfying, Lord. Lord, we thank you that when we didn't have you on our mind, you had us on your mind. Father, we just give you praise. We give you glory. We thank you that we have the victory through our Lord Jesus Christ. Help us to be steadfast, unmovable, always abounding in the work of the Lord. For as much as we know that our labor is not in vain, God, we love you. We give your name praise. We give you all the glory because there's no God like you. You are a miracle worker, Lord. We thank you for your faithfulness, God. Continue to bless us now and make ways, Lord. We'll always be sure to give your name the glory. All the praise belongs to you. Bless now, we pray. In the mighty, mighty name of Jesus, we give you praise, God. Thank you for the victory. Oh, God, we bless you now. Hallelujah. Touch right now, God, like only you can do. We thank you for it. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. We thank God for the word of God today. We just want to remind you that we're here every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday right here on Blog Talk Radio, 11 o'clock Eastern, 10 o'clock Central, 9 o'clock Mountain, 8 o'clock Pacific, and 3 a.m. Universal Time. As every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, right here on Blog Talk Radio. And I just want to encourage everyone to invite a friend. Let them know that the Word of God is being taught, and what an honor it is for me to serve. We just thank God for you all. We want you all to be encouraged today. Be strong in the Lord, knowing that greater is he that's in us than he that is in the world. Numbers chapter 6, 26 says, the Lord bless thee and keep thee. The Lord make his face to shine upon thee and be gracious unto thee. The Lord lift up his countenance upon thee and give thee peace. This is Elder Thomas Williamson reminding everyone to be encouraged in the mighty name of Jesus. And remember that our hope lies in Jesus. God bless you, and we'll see you all the Lord. We are Friday night right here on Blog Talk Radio. Good night, everybody.